The 32nd Southeast Asian Games have had its fair share of special moments. Here are my top 5. Number 1, Cambodian runner Bo Samnang captured the hearts of many, not just in Cambodia, but all across the world with her performance in the women's 5,000 meters event. What was so special was not that Bo won the event, she actually finished last, but her display of tenacity and grit as she completed the race even in the pouring rain. Moment number 2, the Singapore men's water polo team. 4 years on after they relinquished their crown at the 2019 SEA Games, Singapore's men's team were back, and they were back with a vengeance. The team won all of their group stages games, and there were some truly special scenes after their last group game match with Cambodia as friends, families and supporters all joined the team to celebrate together with them as one. So moment number 3 comes courtesy of our athletics team. There have been some standout performances from our athletes in the athletics team. Hurdler Ang Chen Xiang comes to mind, you know, the way he raced, the way he handled the media afterwards. There was also So Rae Yong. His races were fantastic, and his act of sportsmanship in sharing water with a rival, that was remarkable as well. But what really stood out for me was Singapore's sprint queen Shanti Pereira and her wins in the 100 meters and 200 meters events. She becomes the first Singaporean woman to win both events at the same game. So moment number 4 came courtesy of our swimmers in the pool. Again, there were numerous special moments. That special relay where all three of the Kua siblings combined with Nicholas Mahabir to compete together for the first time at the Southeast Asian Games. But I think what really stood out for me was the swimmers fittingly winning Singapore's 1000th gold medal at the SEA Games. This came courtesy of the 4x100m freestyle relay team. And that was a special moment for swimmers, and I think a special moment for Singapore's sporting history. So the last moment for me from the SEA Games was probably one of the first few moments that we had the privilege of covering, and that was Singapore's first gold medal at the 32nd Southeast Asian Games. That came courtesy of Jiu-Jitsu exponent Noah Lim. And what was remarkable about Noah's journey to the gold medal was the fact that he had actually dislocated his pinky finger before the Games. We didn't know about it, and he only shared about this after he won the gold medal, but that was truly special to witness how he just overcame that adversity and emerged triumphant.